From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. TV and movie screenwriters are considering a proposed contract that would end their 14-week-long strike. If they accept the deal, they could be back at work as soon as Wednesday. The TV industry already has its sights set beyond that. Producers and studios are scrambling to pick up production and see how much of the TV season they can salvage. NPR's Margot Adler reports on what you might and might not see on the TV in the next few months.
Some TV shows are just not coming back, like Kane and The Bionic Woman. Lynette Rice, a senior writer at Entertainment Weekly, says most of those shows
weren't looking that pretty in the first place, but, you know, before the strike, and in any other season, they probably would have been canceled by now anyway.
Then there are a group of shows, she names Pushing Daisies and Dirty Sexy Money, that may not come back until next season. There are two things to think about here. Logistics, getting the whole machinery of a show to work, getting the scripts written, the lots active, the sets up, and narrative. Shows with lots of complicated narrative will be even harder to bring back.
Morgan, this is a bad idea.
Well, we can't stay here, Chuck.
I'm uncomfortable with the plan.
Plan? What plan? This is survival.
This was done by a very gifted artist in New York,
Isaac Mendez. Everything he's ever painted has come true.
Don't expect me to regret the decisions that I have made. Because, sir, the truth is, I don't.
These shows, 24, Heroes, and Chuck, are not coming back until the fall, and there's a reason, says Time magazine TV critic James Poniewozik.
With a show like Lost, where you have an extremely dense plot, and you're suddenly talking about possibly taking the last 8 episodes of the season and turning it into the last 5 or 6, well, what do you cut out when everything's connected to everything else?
Whereas with a sitcom like The Office or a procedural like Law & Order, you can lop off 5 or 6 episodes without a problem. Now, you might wonder if an animated show like The Simpsons on Fox has the same problems as a show with live actors. Matt Selman is executive producer for The Simpsons, which he says means he's also a writer, an editor, all-around getting-the-operation-going type of person. He sees only one difference with an animated show.
With animation, you're working all the time on many episodes at once. We'll definitely be able to have Simpsons episodes that were kind of halfway produced back on the air, as good as ever, very quickly.
Over at Grey's Anatomy at ABC, executive producer Shonda Rhimes is ready to go.
I'm in my office.
And the writers come in Wednesday.
We're going to sit around and talk about what stories we feel like we can tell in a compelling manner in the next 4 episodes, get those written, bring back our crew and get started building and, you know, lighting and getting the costumes back together and casting and all that stuff before we can really get started shooting.
So despite the writers returning, the first new episodes may not come until May. As for the lasting impacts on television from this strike, many industry experts say reality shows are here to stay. Big Brother on CBS, beginning tomorrow night, is airing 3 times a week through May, even though the strike is over. And there will be fewer pilots, a cost-saving trend that began before the strike, but Entertainment Weekly's Lynette Rice says that might not be a bad thing to produce fewer but better shows.
By doing so, we could get better quality rather than seeing all this drivel that they often produce in March and April for the pilot season.
Most of which never sees the light of day. So I asked Matt Selman of The Simpsons if all these months on strike had given him some new ideas for his show.
All of our stories next year are going to be about people picketing and being angry at corporations.
Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.